to advertise, email podcast@thisismaychi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
10 past 4.
These are the PNC News. With your head anchor, Tabiso Dirubitsa Noha. And your weatherman, the very cool Alfred Lihadima. And on sports, the very unfit Eusebius Swinya. On economics, it's the very beautiful Joyce Di Chilide. And on criminal news, the epitome of criminality.
What?
The one and only Makoda 211.
There were so much shots, gunshots which went around.
Only on PNC News. Giditaba ze serious.
Oh, where is everyone?
It's only PNC News.
And then when Zagalan.
Welcome to PNC News. I'm Leslie Fairkaker and I'm back like not your father. In today's news, the South African National Taxi Council has warned motorists to avoid picking up hitchhikers on taxi routes. This was not in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. One taxi driver said that giving hitchhikers lift takes food off the table of his 16 kids. And at this rate, he'll never be able to put his girlfriend through high school. It's not fair, taxi fare. We need change.
Allowed to give hitchhikers a lift.
No, they are not. They are not allowed. It's our business. They are infringing our rights because we are taxi operators with permit to load passengers. If you see there's a family member is hiking there and you see there's a patrol car, just stop your car, go to the security guy and explain to them to say, this is my family member. Please allow me to pick that person. I don't think they'll give you a problem.
The Justice Crime Prevention and Security Cluster confirmed on Friday that Taxi Association patrollers have no legal authority to pull over, impound or fine private vehicles for giving lifts to passengers. Motorists who are victimized by these patrollers are strongly urged to report these incidents to the police so the police can do nothing. No one does nothing better than the police, although they have some stiff competition. Here at PNC, we drafted a nominee list, and the nominees for the do nothing door are as follows. SAPS, Home Affairs, DJ Khaled, Babies, Makoda's victims. And the winner is Cyril Ramaphosa. Sorry, Venetius. But if you ask nicely, we'll give you a summer.
Yo, it gives you a big teacher.
And in other news, businessman Mark Lifman was assassinated the day before he was set to testify in the murder trial. What a coincidence. Don't you just hate it when coincidence, just coincidence, it's so coincidental. It's believed that Lifman, the businessman, was shot dead on Sunday in George. You know someone wants you dead when they travel to George to kill you. Even after taking the garden route, they still wanted to kill him. Not even the view stopped them. Businessman Mark Lifman, who hails from Cape Town, was a controversial figure in the underworld. I wouldn't know because I never watched the movie. But let's go to sports before I say something that can get me into trouble. I don't have 13 million.
Mark Lifman has been assassinated. It is believed that Lifman was shot dead earlier today outside the Garden Route in George around midday. According to witnesses, Lifman was walking towards his vehicle when he was confronted by a person who fired several shots at him. The crime scene is still active.
Over to you, Eusebius Msunowako.
Hey,
Thank you, Leslie. My name is Eusebio Swinyag, and welcome to Sports and Stuff Like That. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into your sports bulletin. The homeless football club Kaizer Chiefs got served a masterclass by Mamelodi Sundowns at a sold-out FNB this weekend. They lost 4-0. Chiefs defense was looser than Mini Dlamini's Libya. They just couldn't stop those balls from going in. They were all over the place like poison at a Pakistani shop. Coach Nabi said the fans should lower their expectations this season as the team is in rebuild mode.
I would like to apologize to our fans because today we were not good in any way defensively. In both boxes, we can promise them that we are gonna work harder to make the team better, to improve the team.
Now moving on to more important news. Last week, Man United fired their coach Erik ten Hag without even giving him a high five. They didn't even give him two high fives. They didn't even give him a hug.
Listen. Fuck Man United. They can keep my stepson, Anthony. He's fucking shit. Anyway, Jim Ratface and the rest of the cunts. If any of those fuckers on the board want to meet up and have it out like fucking men in the car park next to OT, send me location, motherfuckers. Send me location.
Leaving Ruud van Nistelrooy in charge of the team. In van Nistelrooy's first game in charge, they beat Leicester 5-2. I mean, come on, van Nistelrooy. You can't do that to your fellow Dutchman. And just after he got fired, now it looks like the man couldn't do his job right. I mean, that's just rude.
Still a mere speck on the horizon to Casemiro. Oh!
I think it's probably deserved by the way that they've taken the game to Leicester since they went a goal up.
It's been caught out, Bruno Fernandes, he's in, and he's scored!
And now moving on to your weird sport of the week. It is called Kabaddi. Kabaddi is basically tag on steroids. There's one person, he's called the rider. He has to run into enemy territory, trying to tag as many players as possible. And then he has to sprint back without getting tackled, all within 30 seconds. It's the only game where you can look like you are running from a fight and still be man of the match. It is popular in India and Bangladesh. It is also their national sports. Kabaddi is intense with two main styles, a cycle style, which is basically outdoor sumo wrestling in a ring, and standard style, which is like dodgeball meets wrestling, but indoors. Each tag player is out until their team scores, making the game a mix of strategy, athleticism, and an awful lot of holding on to your breath. This was definitely a sport for P. Diddy. That's all the time I have here at Sports and Stuff Like That. My name is Eusebio Swinyag. Back to you in studio, Leslie. Thank you, Eusebio Smusun. Let's go to George the Charlatan for the economy.
Thank you so much for that, Les Maara. It is your girl Joyce Wahadi Cheleteng. Welcome to the economic segment. South Africa, brace yourself. Month and numbers from the Central Energy Fund have confirmed what nobody wants to hear. Petrol and diesel prices are doing what? Creeping up again in November, like a work email at 5 p.m. on a Friday. Fuel hikes are inevitable, all thanks to the weak rand and oil prices that just don't know when to just chillax. Here's the damage report. Petrol 93 is up by 14 cents per liter. 95 is up by 26 cents per liter. Diesel by 21 cents per liter. Illuminating paraffin, 21 cents per liter. This is an indication that it's going to be a tough month for the rand, with it dropping faster than a booty after the beat drops in the club. Global factors aren't helping either. Oil prices have surged amid Middle Eastern tensions making filling up feeling like a big luxury. You get, even though oil cooled down a bit recently, it's too late for November's prices. Economists say there's a glimmer of hope for December if the rand stops free falling like an overripe mango. Because really, what is the meaning of this? So keep an eye out on those pumps and don't be surprised if your car starts asking for monthly allowances. Official prices will be confirmed soon, and it hit us today, this very Wednesday, the 6th of November 2024. Now, in our Hustler of the Week, I'm proud to announce we have Dipuo Phakathi, a visionary entrepreneur who left her corporate job to pursue her passion full-time, and it's that passion of doing other activities, what they call extracurricular in other spaces. What began as a side hustle quickly grew into a Denik Cabinets, a thriving business that now employs over 10 skilled workers specializing in design, manufacturing, installation of custom kitchen units and built-in cupboards. Now you can walk in and say, this is my new kitchen, and it doesn't look like it's from 1984. Dipuo's company is known for its exceptional craftsmanship, with a team boasting a combined 65 years of industry experience, unlike those CVs you guys send in with lies, say you've been working for 6 years when you are only 20. She has not only built a successful business, but also created meaningful job opportunities in her community. When I say job creation is at the helm of the women, I mean Dipuo. Contact details, please email her at info@denik-cabinets.co.za. Her cell phone number is as follows: 065-046-8973. Her address is 14B 5th Street, Wynberg, Sandton. The girl is where the money resides, in the richest square mile of Africa. Thank you so much for joining me at the economic segment. It has been a pleasure to give you the worst, but also give you the best. Signing out, back to you, Lisbeth.
Thank you, George D. Charlotte. Now let's go over to the most law-abiding citizen in the country, Makora Tulala.
Danko Leslie, welcome back to it. 10:45. It's Katsuwe Nzimali. Kiva ngatandeki parenga sabeki. Kola ngami. Nkwale ngawe. It's been a long year, guys. It's been a very long year. And Umakoda today has decided, utilazini, we deserve a break. Yabani? Dallas Panda, Dallas Shizila, itulasi say fashaga, I crime science. But today, I feel like umuntu kumele relax, man. Just, you know, it's almost December, Plaziga. You see, I didn't even bring my bullets today.
Yeah, Makora. Sorry, Makora.
Ah, gents. Sorry, listen.
Makora.
Anyway, before I was disturbed, I was trying to explain. With even nama bullet in Washila Fandah, and Funu wins his pan and Funu goes Sale and Jay. Bafo, we are recording. Why are you less?
Ah, boom.
Ay, man, yes. Okay, I don't understand what's going on, ne? But we are off, guys. As Funu goes pan, as fun, we just want to chill. I'm a holiday, I figure.
It's fine. It's happened to me before. It's not the first time.
No, but mister, lale, hey! Yeah, I forgot this. Man. Hey. Hi.
I don't have it. Okay, I'm lying. Oh my God. Oh.
Ah, mara uyayibona lento le waba lokhu bas zina wang ah mfethu nawe eish ah umakoda is trying bafethu seems like there are no days off on these parts of the world crime is rife but umakoda uzamile I back to you in studio Leslie Thank you, Makora, for keeping us woke. Over to you, Alfred Legham Dulila. Make it rain on these hoes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome back to the News Weather Desk. I am Alfred Legadima. Moya wa South Africa wa fisha so hot ke wetile le twadi la 10 rand moya wa South Africa ke drink water and mind your own business when they say it's hell on earth they are talking about this past week I thought hore we waited for Jesus so long that Satan himself came back to reclaim the republic of Sodom and Gomorrah return this country back to his fantasy land Limpopo will be where he plays with his big toys obviously and Cape Town will be where he plays with, you know, his toys from behind action. Kiss Satan, anything goes, whether you like it or not. But anyway, the heat wave has been causing havoc around the country. So much havoc that Polokwane is now sitting at 23 and lows of 13. Gauteng ke ona 25 and lows of 11. Bloem, bloem, bloem from 10. But Ramo studio. But unprofessional, but what can I say? Alf does his job anyway. Kiriona, Bloemfontein, 31 with lows of 5. Northwest, 28 with lows of 14. Yona, Cape Town, that is the mother city, is 22 with lows of 12. Durban is sitting at 19 and 15 at night. Upington is obviously the hottest place in the country with 30 and lows of 10. One half of the country is extremely hot. The other half is all right. It's like two siblings, you know. Always one has to be better than the other. But kimoya wa South Africa. Oh, moya wa South Africa. We are that way. I am Alfred Lagadima. Back to you in studio. Listeriosis. Hola, hola. Kumtlope.
Thank you, Alfred Lehamdulillah. And that's it from us from PNC News this week. My name is Leslie Fairkaker. See you next week. Same time, same place. Fuck Michael Owen.
You know something's popping when funny meets cheesy. Like the fresh scent of a man with a plan, the creativity is always freshly delivered. Introducing the coolest, funniest, and freshest trio in the podcast scenes, PNC. Proudly and freshly brought to you by X. The X Effect.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Gang.
Cheese babies all around the country, in the world. Some of you are there in China teaching English. Welcome to PNC.
Yeah.
My name is Mpopo Ops Modikwane, and to my far right, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Lebowa Gomo's finest, wearing a muscle top with no muscles.
Yeah,
with his new haircut.
Yeah.
Because Enigma said, Uktrima, he's into like a Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, Tsitsi Turmeric, the barbarian. All right.
Yeah.
And very close to me, next to me, right here today, you'll understand why in a minute, why she's so close. Ladies and gentlemen, rocking her relaxed pushback.
Relax.
Please put your hands together. Dressed. Dressed like a character in Mad Max and wearing no shoes today. Hong Kapatu in studio with the one and only Farida. For a fight to the fizz. Hey!
Yay!
Ouch!
Do that one.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese babies.
Yeah.
Mamela. Tembisa, stand up.
Yo.
Today, everyone at the airport is watching PNC.
What does that mean?
Because they all work in Tembisa. Yo. I mean, work in the airport, but live in Tembisa. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies.
It's St. Joseph Ndunwini. In the house, we've got the biggest.
The biggest.
The baddest.
Yo.
Banger. Skumba. Rufus.
Yes.
Chope.
Hello.
My name is
Hold on. All the nonsense you guys talk about me, I'm here now. One by one. Everyone, now when I paraffin. Everyone, whatever that you guys want to say to me, say to my face, I'm here. Chavis, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to win the China. Say what you want to say. I'm coming when I'm Indian. Yes, I will. Everybody, say what you want to say.
When I'm sitting, we extra. Sitting up on Robert Paul, your papa. So when I got to promote you, you were there, behind the camera. How? So when I in China, you go to church with a pig tie on Sunday, motivating us. Nonsense. Years ago, years ago. You can talk nonsense. Telling the news, talking nonsense about me. I'm here, man. When I, all you do is laugh at them. They talk shit to them. I'm here now. Say exactly what you guys wanted to say. I'm here, I'm a soul. And he's useless.
Yo. Let's wrap it up. This has been a great episode.
Yes. We are here with these fools. We are fuckers. Shut up. You told them that my name is Rufus on the podcast.
You're snitching. You're turning now on us now.
I warned you guys that day.
Caracas, you guys don't understand. Cooper's coming.
No, but we were not prepared.
Be prepared. I'm here. Be prepared.
Welcome, Skumbuzo.
Skumbuzo, big bag of shoppers in the guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna make it today.
No, we're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the back, in the black, rocking two silver chains. The man who said Rufus sounds like a dog's name.
Yes.
Shandre, the postman. The longest seven open micer in South African comedy history. Please give it up for the one and only Thabiso Mhlongo.
Yeah.
You. It's going to be rough here
today.
You guys are doing good. Congrats on your Gold Rip City show.
Thanks.
At least in Bana Pops, I'm out. He can perform in a sold-out crowd. They've never done anything in their lives. At least now they have a full theater.
I was thinking the same thing.
Shut up. When I want to say you're fully here, my scope, I'm going to make 20. You guys. Having a great run.
Yeah.
There's 20 people. Yeah. Great. You can't say you're sold out when there's 20 people. No. And 70 of them is staff. That's all. Three of them are your friends. One is Hendrik. What do you
call my God.
Shamrock Pie. What do you At least now they can perform in front of a full house. They feel like they're something. You was there, my Joe. My friend, I was there making tea. Like, it was nice. It's great. You guys are doing great after Robert Boy left.
No.
You guys replace Robert Boy with Pitch Black Afro. Wow. They're doing great, man.
Somebody pick up back to sleep. Me and Peter are mature, that's my excuse.
Oh, come on, my lyrics. Oh, come on, my lyrics. Okay, let's send us a market together.
He was looking back when helping.
He's still using the same weave he was using back then.
I mean, when he went in, he gave it to one of his friends. Pastor Nangbambele Inwelezama.
But so, yeah, you guys did great. You should do more of those. Those kids.
You are doing great. Like, we need to celebrate you. You started off the year in a Netflix movie.
Yes, yes.
Kumbuzo Big Bang Ashope on Netflix.
Not as an extra.
Not as an extra.
No.
Come on,
no, no. You're getting the extra.
And
a movie called The Soweto Love Story.
Yeah. And then you went on to do your shows. We're not even going to count. You've been doing shows for the past 12 years, dog. We're not even going to count that.
Sells out arenas like it's open mic.
Come on.
So you went on to, so you did that.
Yeah.
And Masked Singer season two. Season two, biggest show right now. It's number one and number three.
Yes. Drive Time Show with Glenn Lewis and Humans on
Drive Time Show with Glenn Lewis. The same man you teased about his Nzumba. And then he surgically removed it, like Felicia Mabuza. Yo. And then...
Hi, guys.
and then Tumba Gatlan trended for 3 days. People were calling in. Doesn't Tumba and Tumba Gatlan like to edit on. Young Haga. Dog, the biggest thing, dog, you hosted the Saftest.
I know what he said. That's why I'm here.
He said the teleprompter was pictures.
You said that. It was you on the sun. You said, my visit, it takes a drive and then don't try it.
We're going to take a quick shot left after the break.
I've been doing a lot of things, man. I've been working. I have no idea when this will end, but I'm just having fun. Just having as much fun as I can.
But I think for us to see the growth of Skumba, like we've enjoyed you in all these facets that we've known you on. We've known you in radio to be the guy that does sketch on radio.
Yeah.
You're the first guy to actually take that and put it on YouTube.
No, this is what happened. I was not doing sketches, man. Me, I'm telling stories, ne?
Yes.
Now, when I tell stories, I paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
These young boys take these stories and then they put them into action. Now, when I listen to the story, I like, did I really say that? Because there's characters in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a taxi driver, there's a passenger, there's umama says Zion. But these young boys on TikTok took that and put it into life, and it looks amazing. And
so cool.
It's so cool. Mm. It's so cool to see.
It's its own thing, dog.
Like,
give it Manando.
Manando. Yeah, there's another one now. Who's also doing the sketches, which I find them very funny, and I'm just because it keeps me
relevant. In this,
it keeps me like they always say, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
out of mind, out of sight, or whatever. Out, or we are just out.
I think we don't blame this section. No, no, you know what I say. No, in the mind, in the sight.
I'm close. I can see the fight with the English.
Out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind. Then we must always be there doing something. So even if we are an extra, your voice must just be there. Yeah, we're not happy so near. I don't know his name. I always call him Shendrick Pai.
I know it's Shendrick Pai from now on.
Yo, dog, but to see the evolution of Banger, the evolution of Skumba, it's a beautiful thing to witness. And you've got some great news that you're going to be dropping not so long into the future. Let's just say, I just want to say as your boy, you are a master of your craft. And I love getting pearls of wisdom from you.
I'm not falling into that trap because I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen celebrities when they build them up? They're like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Yeah, and then they ask them a real question, and they're like, okay.
So, in metric, we fail again.
After building them,
you've done amazing things.
Yeah. So, Scoops, I want to ask you a question there. So, doing all these things in this year, it's been an incredible year for you. How do you deal with just like being tired and not being able to cope, or are you coping fine with doing all this work?
And where do you get your energy from?
Yeah.
Because you and I used to be drug addicts back in the day. Oh. But Shama McNabs.
Not drug.
Look at those nostrils. You know how much we would spend on cocaine?
It's like 5 clipper aligned.
Let me tell you something about drugs, ne? Ekaslam, there's a good man called Upras Piwe used to say, like when I was starting up and 3 years into being on stage and doing my own shows, like I see in Twana, they look up to you. If by any chance you're gonna be on drugs, so good to like us. Just to show these young boys that you cannot do drugs. So even if I wanted to do drugs,
it's not an option
for me, because
you're not allowed.
There's a lot of people that want to see me do well.
Yeah. You're carrying the hopes of a lot of people from where you come from. Yeah.
So yeah, coping is balancing yourself. I don't work between June, July, and maybe mid August. I don't do anything. I don't do shows. I don't do just to raid. Wake up and go to raid or chill with my kids.
Yeah, but also Skumba, when you say you're not working, you have like 15 gigs. That's when you say,
yeah, my legs. No, not even. You guys think I'm that busy? I'm not that busy.
How?
What I did was, I stopped. Waiting for someone to call me for a gig. Yeah. I decided to do my own things. Mm. So if you wanna call me when it's and say, "Yo, we have a festival," I will decide if I want to do it or not. Because waiting for someone to call you is like, you're waiting for someone to put bread in your table. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't wait for someone to do this thing. When things are not happening, you guys must make things happen.
Yeah.
You must have your own TV show. You guys now have, we are part of a big channel. Mm. You guys are doing your own shows. But we are not waiting for someone to call you on a Sunday to say, "Yo, do you want to jump on stage?" Because you know, Sunday, you have your own room with 20 people that are paying for rent. It's something.
It's 100 bucks.
Yeah, but that leads to the next level. So it's always going to be me trying to do what I want to do. In the schedule, I know when to stop and what kicks to take, what kicks not to take. And yeah, that's just that.
That makes sense.
I do get tired. I do get exhausted.
Aren't you tired right now, at the end of the year?
This is the thing about what we do. This is the time of the year where we need to accelerate.
Yes.
So with the June and the July, that's my year end. Mm. That's where I take a break and not do anything. Because right now, there's corporate gigs, companies are closing.
There's old ships.
I'm doing my tour.
I'm starting a one-man.
Yeah, so this is the time for me to work. So I work from, let's say, September up until May, June next year.
Yeah, that's my year. Sense.
Yeah. Then June, July, August, I'm not doing it. My first show is my birthday show. When I do my birthday at the end of the month of August. When I do a wheelchair drive, when I do a show and go by wheelchair. That's the first time I'm actually working. Otherwise, nah.
Dog, how did you start doing those wheelchair gigs?
How did it start? Why are you laughing?
How did I start?
No, how did it start? What?
I was on radio with Bob Mapena, and then I was like, I don't want to do a gig where I buy school shoes. Everyone is doing that, which is great. I don't want to do a gig where I'm donating blankets. I'm like, I want to do something crazy, even if it's 2 wheelchairs. So I challenged John Walk, because their slogan is "Keep Walking."
Keep rolling.
So what are you saying? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a show. And then Craig Maluka was like, okay, I will add 10 wheelchairs in what you're doing. Kaya was like, we're gonna be your media sponsor. And then Black Label was like, okay, whatever wheelchairs that you buy, we'll top that. So the first one, I think we bought 112. Damn. And then they added 112 on top of that. Oh. So it's about 200 wheelchairs.
Wait, so can I ask you a weird question? How do you transport 200 wheelchairs? What vehicle do you use?
Why are you asking that question? Because this is the thing about me.
Never seen a wheelchair. Because
thinks maybe.
No, 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 you all came with a wheelchair to the school.
Exactly. Hey, hey,
like, I've never seen a wheelchairs in transit. I've seen cars in transit.
It's probably those big
trucks. So you think there's a wheelchair?
Those things fold. Okay, according to you, what happened? According to you.
You see, like, a truck, the car truck. But with gang wheelchairs.
In the truck.
You know, this car when there's like four cars, like.
Gang wheelchairs.
The vehicles too.
And then
bro,
one person just gets them off
no,
the ramp.
You can fold them and put them in the box. So they come in a box and then when you go to school, you take them out of the box. It's until it's poop.
It's a good question.
Yeah. So,
logically, you don't think of a wheelchair folding. It folds. It needs to be put away.
You know, that's actually you must actually look into that in doing the school shoes as well. Because then wheelchair school shoes will last
but
forever.
If they're getting wheelchairs, they don't need school shoes.
Why would the school shoes last forever?
Sanre, I wish I'm Rock Pioneer.
Because then the shoes will just be...
I'm just saying.
So everyone's going to be like, hey, nice new shoes. Yeah, I've had them for 7 years.
So are you saying these kids don't grow?
Do they feed
grow? See, now my question sounds
like... No, what Chandra was saying is that people on wheelchair shoes are always new. That's why you must be suspicious.
And it would be nice suspicious new wheelchair,
of a wheelchair
new
person
shoes.
With dirty shoes.
You know what I'm going to do? Now I'll do the wheelchairs. You can do the school shoes.
There's going to be 100 wheelchairs, but 2 school shoes.
Everyone is volunteering here. You're going to volunteer.
I'm going to get him on
there. I don't know what you're talking about.
We will sue you.
Why would you look?
I mean, I've been suing Chulu. I'm getting down. I ain't apologizing to no one. Nope. Get
so
down.
They can keep the 50 rand they owe you.
Pops, let's move on. No.
Yo, man, but for me, I'm not gonna lie, guys. Me, the year-end fatigue is chowing me. Like, if there's one thing I'm admirable about with you, dog, is you've over the years you've figured out a system to go, my year ends here and my what starts here. I feel like a lot of us haven't figured that out. Me especially. Like I just keep going. And then at some point, I just feel like I'm tired, but like...
I think, Pops, this is the thing.
My creativity is spent.
You need to start knowing when to say no.
Yeah.
Because we're so scared of saying no because we have not had opportunities in life.
Yeah.
I feel
like if you say no, you're going to be poor tomorrow.
Yeah. You feel like if I say no to this gig, we're going to feel bad. Or people are going to think, when I manage you,
you're better than...
We must learn how to say no. And like I say, which gigs to do, which ones not to do.
Yeah.
Imagine if we're doing all the gigs, Buffett. All the gigs, like all the ads, all everything. Right now we are on Simba. Imagine taking everything.
Oh my God!
You're doing everything. That's why when you're watching TV and you see
Most of us achieve, like, this is great because this one is doing this, this one is doing that, this one is doing that. There's never going to be a period just saying, ah, this one is doing all the gigs.
Yeah.
This one is not doing all the gigs. It's just when we are seeing them. There's other people doing other things out there. Mm. So it's not one person doing everything. No, good job. You want to pop signs that advert insurance. I go my way, I'm fucking suit a pink.
Yeah.
Progressive. I get in my eye, man. And people don't understand, which is sometimes when they see you on something, that thing you did it months ago.
Yes,
you've
even
slapped that money broken.
Before.
You forgot, my dog. I did Uber long ago. Then Uber dropped. We did it long time ago. They took a while to just get it. And now they just populate it.
And the algorithm is too much. Yeah, I'm sure even during this episode, you can't watch YouTube when I'm a pop too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
he's everywhere.
Pornhub. Velu Pops.
That's a Pornhub.
Yeah, Vel.
Wow.
I've fact checked. I was doing research.
Today. Yes, and when I shook his hand, it was
salt. Nah, let me tell you so.
It's everywhere, but it's true. They populated.
Imagine you are busy there. Umnandi, Vaseline.
It's pops.
It's about to be your time. Google, hey, I'm on the streets.
Get
talking
your
to people.
Own.
Bro, imagine, like, so, like, if, like, someone who's dating one of your exes and they don't pay for YouTube.
Every 10 minutes, you're available.
You're watching videos, you again.
It's date night, you're watching a documentary about World War II.
And then that guy asks if you put up the ass. I love this guy.
Yo.
Oh, it's worse if he knows. It's worse if he knows and
love
he hates.
Love him too, Shem.
Yeah.
I love him too.
And to him,
you end up hating Uber for no reason.
Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out to Uber. Get your Uber one.
Halal.
Halala.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm working. Yeah, man.
You are always working.
Someone said to me the other time, they sent me a voice note. They're like, I'm finalizing it to my subscriber. As a pair, I'm an advert. As I said, corn.
I understand.
Why?
Yo, man. But you know what scares me with the end of the year approaching, bruh? December. I still feel like as a nation, we battle with December, honestly speaking. I feel like I'm feeling the year-end fatigue, and I know a lot of us are feeling it. You can tell the way people are responding to emails now and the grammar that they're using. The email grammar doesn't match the beginning of the year email grammar now. Yeah. People are using words like participate in their emails now.
Alongside
other things, I'm waiting for the whack.
Please revert back. And revert is going back.
This thing is me. And you see the last week with the participate.
He sent a group email the other day, guys, not to shake up any feathers.
Yeah.
I want to throw a wax in the spanner.
But you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, I get it.
No, we don't understand.
See, that's the thing. It's what me and Fandu understand one another.
I get you.
Because you both live in the South. But listen.
That is the same where I live. And quite honestly, I'm tired about you living in the S crack of life. No, you must travel through three toll gates.
Have you been to Pops' house?
No.
Guys, can't forget your ID.
Come.
Why?
They'll ask for it. It's a different country, yo.
Be careful. Enjoy your stay. And please, now must leave before 7 p.m.
I'm not going to serve it. Sorry, no, I'm not going to serve it. For seven, bam food.
When they send you the code, there's a time where you must exit. Mm. It counts down.
It can be after nine.
No. That is not what I said.
What did you say?
What
did you say? You said after nine.
You come here to twist my words, Kumba. I don't like that.
Have you ever seen like street guys when they talk to girls? Hey, they're so sweet. Skomba's never talked to me like that. Hey, what are you talking about? talk.
Skomba's a street guy.
What is a street guy? I've always heard this thing with me hard on him, and I've never.
No, not hard on me. Hey,
you must see Skomba with his...
Big boss.
Nine after nine.
You know, I came to this podcast long time ago before Robert Avai. Like, I'm like, that's the reason. When I come here and I go to these things, I know you guys are going to twist things. Right now, I'm hard on you.
Wow.
We are using something.
This is how I feel every week here. Yeah. Get a pacity paid.
We'll walk home. I'm trying to worry. Don't beat yourself that hard.
He's unperfect, then he's perfect like
this. Hey, I.
Don't beat yourself up too hard.
Yeah.
I'll do it later.
Not right now.
But how often do you guys think you should go on holidays? Or is this podcast near Valley or in the Zoptamans of Forest?
Near Vala, yeah. We have a team building getaway that we're going to do because it's important for us to operate outside of work. That's also another thing that I think a lot of us in our industry as comedians, we don't take notice of. Because sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm seeing this guy so many times, yo, and then you don't see them anymore. It's because you haven't created a relationship outside of the thing that you do. And the dope thing about us is outside of the podcast, we do things together, right? We do stuff together. We do comedy as well outside. But we do activities and stuff that sort of like
team building
stuff. So going away is important, I feel, for you and your friends, number one. Then going away with your family is very important.
Mm.
Now you have to go and relax.
So where are you guys going here for team building? I want to find out. And who's paying?
CFR. We're going to Titi's farm.
So far, I'm a tender.
Pitbull. Can Titi see Pitbull? Pitbull is not a Pitbull.
He's going to look after us.
Let Pitbull here now. Let's go. Your Pitbull is not scared, Mama. Pitbull is like a Chinese. Pitbull is like the old.
Yeah.
I don't know Pitbull. Yeah, the Pitbull. Pitbull have the teeth. Yeah, you caught on. I'm not a Pitbull.
It's a domesticated
pitbull. No, I'm a bit. Oh, you must see my pitbull. Oh, mom, do you eat pitbull?
I'm not a Skumba. When you message me, like, I want one of these ones.
No, I didn't want a pitbull. I do have a dog now.
You got a dog?
Yeah.
Which one?
Who convinced you to get a dog?
Oscar Mush.
Wow. Yes.
Oscar Mush has 75 dogs.
Yeah,
that's why he's here working. Dancing around. He's trying to get him a dog more. Yeah. You guys make people look stupid. You have worked so hard in your life. Let us end the it dumb. Now you have lowered your standards from year to year.
There's no way.
Look how these two are so smart. You know what they do? They're at the back. But they're in the pandemic to look like fools.
You know what? And I knew it.
Oscar Mush is there tending for talk more. I'm like,
that Oscar impression is too accurate.
Who was big when? Because when he can't dance, when I know Pakistan, it's in. Yes, I'm there. Where is he going back, Venetian?
Yabuza.
Like,
Laban Bashai Shakers for 7 years.
Yeah.
Dog, after 5 years, you're a South African. You know that. Yeah.
Oh, so, all right.
Baxter voted.
Yeah. All right.
Baxter yeah. voted twice.
Baxter Njabu.
For who? Eh? Oh. Yeah, he's voting in secret.
Even he has secrets.
He's a card-carrying Nadeko member.
Yeah.
Ah, ah. Ah,
Nobody, they, Baxter deserves to love you, bro. They choked him, bro. You know, like they choked him when they like, during like they tried to rob him, and they choked him and they took his phone, and he came to comedy and performed.
Is that how his name is Baxter?
After being choked,
is that how he lost the tooth?
No, no, no. No. But you know what's funny about when he got choked?
Chobik was about fatigue, and like, I fuck that, let's go to bed.
But you know what happened to him? Because you know when they choke you from a full Nelson from the back.
Yeah.
So they caught him like that, and then he passed out. But when he fell, these guys saw his face, and they're like, "Oh, Ringo." That's the only reason they let him go. Because like, yo. No, but this is a true story, bro.
I'm gonna be light skinned about this episode, nah, but I needed this.
Hey, beggar dog, you have no idea how much we appreciate you having you here, bro.
Yes, I need it.
No, yeah. No, we all needed this, bro, because yeah. I think we've been feeling that year-end fatigue, all of us, bro. And this thing that we do is a beast, bro. Being creative all the time, having to write every day, record on a Monday, edit on a Tuesday.
And the thing is, with comedians, people are... I would say strict, but at the same time, they've got too much
expectation.
High expectations. Yeah. Mm. So if people have seen you, Pops, né? And they want to come see you again next year, they want you to tell them something new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it must be as good as, better than actually the last thing.
So they know where your standards are. They want you to be better than that.
Yes.
And to create a 5-minute gag that is funny, it takes forever.
Takes 3 months.
So if we right now, Chobek, at least we have got cupcakes that we can go and do our thing until we have opera galolo. We've got Amachita every Sunday where you can go practice. Right now, Bavari Amachita in the way of Apex. What a horrible place it was. Bad place.
It was for fighters.
That place. Oh, let me tell you what happened. Yeah. Young business says, hey, excuse me, I'm like, hey, let me just go to this thing.
Did it remind you of
Let me lower my expectations. I walk in there. But Mongan, I'm going to be a hub in my hala. Walking in there, like, here's a free hub. Why are you guys giving me a hub? What am I here? Everyone is having a hub. Everyone, TK. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? Tabitha was on stage. There's a table. There's a table next to the stage. Né?
Yeah.
This guy, is super drunk, super drunk. And only you were blind. For every funny joke, we shanged 200. I think two. Yes. But now there's Tabitha and. Facts. So when you got 4 and they've been there for 20 minutes, that means they've been doing bad. Vafa walks in. Vafa is like, Tabitha's like, I'm gonna do 5. Vafa is like, I'm gonna do something. He goes in, does about 5. He gets nothing from this guy. Nothing. No, he was bad.
So this guy was fair.
I think I was like, fuck this guy. Yeah. No,
Vafa died.
Vafa died. Yeah, Vafa died. Now, it's my turn. Tell me so easy.
No, I'm only 150.
No, you're not. You're
not. You're not. You're
not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not.
You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not.
You're
not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. That guy threw so much money at me. Was what keeping it cartoon?
Yeah, I promise.
Serious. Took off his shoes. I was like, take my shoes. Azinugi. I'm like, why am I here, dude? Like, why am I doing this thing to myself? And then Chavis was paying me 600. Pay me, man, Chavis. Chavis also Chavis don't hear. My dad was like, "Hey, but school, yeah, man, I counted, you know, 2.8. My mail, man. Can you please give me 4? Couple Baxter, who changed his story.
Yeah,
you know, guys do some of these gigs.
The story is true. That guy threw so much money, ne?
Yeah.
At the end of the show, he came back, came to talk to me outside, and I was like, dude, was anyone recording that? I don't want people to see me like that. Yo, it's too late.
Dog. But you understand the story? That guy threw so much money. Like, what time is it? 800, Pakistan, 1.2. I had 2.8 on for real. I'm a two clip.
Just from a dude throwing money on stage.
Because
you have to be strong, bro. If you just hit a joke and they don't laugh, you've lost them forever. Yeah. That's why
you have to work the room.
Yeah, you have to work there. That's why Tabiso can, like, even when he's arguing with someone, Tabiso can talk through that. Because of their experience.
We used to have a kid like that called Murula San.
Yes, I was about to say, most of these new guys are soft.
Yes.
Because to them, Sheikhs from Monaco is rough.
It's the worst, yeah.
And I'm like, bruh, you have no idea what rowdy or rough is.
They've never been to Cap River, Chambis.
Let me
tell you.
With a gig.
I had a gig, Chambis, I called it Cap River. La Baziabuya, in a way, which if you're not funny, the crowd will not be loud. They will just keep quiet.
Yeah.
And then
they will just keep quiet. And watch you.
I experienced that happened to Gumbi.
Yeah, Trevor Gumbi. Gumbi was there. Gumbi telling a joke. And this guy was like, yeah, man. Tell us something fun. But who said that? He got him. Gumbi took the microphone. Was shiny parent clock with a queen. You know that sound of twing. Through the mic, it does be in a Puma vibe. That was the old Kumbi, not this Kumbi. This was 11, 10 years ago.
I missed the old Kumbi.
Hey,
the trr. Yo, man, look, I love the fact that all of us are getting all these things off our chests.
About gigs that
have not gone well. There are cheese babies out there who want to get some things off their chest. I think it's time for...
Whoa. Hold on. There's people that trust you to give them advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't
be there. We're there. When are you?
Rufus.
That is a huge chance. Mamela, Faraday, Mamela. Mamela, Ken. That's me, John. I don't have a stop. I promise you.
I'm going to put them back.
Yes, that's a sort of thing. Lente, you heavy. Like,
dog, zoom in. Look how thick those things are.
Bro. You can't see nothing. It's bad for your eyes. To wear that stuff is bad for your eyes.
It so, is,
ne? If you look welder, you can ask her to wear it.
Dog, boilermaker.
So when I'm a fan, I'm a specific boyfriend that we can tell the future. What you going to do?
Lang is it? You are pale,
Allah. You are you,
Allah.
You
can see the lies coming.
You are lying.
You can see the lies.
Mustafa, you are lying.
Mustafa, you see the lies.
Upe, you feel me like you want to? Kokwa, kuya lawyer.
When she walks into her yard, she's like, they buried something there.
Yo, when you go to the movies, you know how this movie is going to end.
She sees the deleted scenes.
Medhiar, when she goes to watch 3D movies, she doesn't need the class.
This is not 3D, 12D. Like,
12.
When you're watching movies, man, you can see the director. You can see the director.
You can see the director.
You can see the deleted scenes,
the script is born around. I'm a binoculars, man. I'm a binoculars.
She can see how many days he has left on his passport.
The bullet came from there.
When she walks into a Pakistani shop, she can see the poison.
Stay away from the chickies. There's a reason why they call them ghost laws.
Stay away from the chickies.
Yes.
But come closer. That's to dope. The Simba KFCs. Like Simba roars with flavor.
Alala. Always on the job.
Okay. On that note, allegedly, it's time. Forget it off your chest.
Allegedly.
I'm just washing myself of the sins of the law. Maestro, hit that beat, man.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest. You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest!
What you guys didn't see is while that clip was playing, Skumba said, I love the song.
Yes. So much.
Amazing.
He loves
the production. Dancing
like Oscar, giving us the flowers.
Yo, thank you so much. Thank
dancing like Oscar Mouche.
Yeah, he was getting it off your chest.
He's coming next week.
Yeah,
we should next week them. Yo, let's hear the first one there, Maestro.
Hi, guys. I hope you guys are good. And I'm from the Bahomu. Of course, I have to put this on. What's up, homie? And I hope everybody else is good. It's one love after all. So I have something to get off my chest, right? It's November. My sister's birthday is on the 7th. Mine is on the 9th. My brother's birthday is on the 10th. My other sister's birthday is on the 11th. And the guy that I'm talking to, his birthday is on the 12th. Now, I'm okay with everything, but there are years where I feel like I want my spotlight. I don't know if I'm being selfish or what, but there are years where I feel like I just want the whole week to be about me. I just want to everybody to celebrate my birthday without actually having to think about other people. Because today it's me saying happy birthday to this one. The following day it's mine. They're saying happy birthday to me. Now there's other people, which means they're going to forget about me. I don't know, guys. Am I being selfish? I hope I'm not being selfish. I just want my spotlight just once in that year, please. And thank you, guys.
Bheka the scroff.
First of all, ukhuluma isikhathi eside. And how many, like everyone is born in November in that family.
Usho ukuthi, mom and dad, nge Valentine's Day every year. If you do the maths, from February to November, 9 months. Usho ukuthi, they're all anyway, Valentine's
this is,
babies.
This is a Libua Homo math, yabo. Wanna advise her?
Nekere. Hi. It's not selfish to want to celebrate your birthday.
It's selfish.
I know 14 people that share the same birthday as me, personally. So I know that feeling of like saying happy birthday and someone says
same to you.
Oh. You know? So, I think there's three birthdays that are important in life of it.
But also like I'm not a
16,
birthday person.
21, and 50.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so birthday, okay.
But also, the thing is, a lot of people really care about their birthdays and it signifies a lot in their life. So if I think, she's not being
selfish when she says she wants attention.
It's not. It's a want.
It is selfish, and I'll tell you why I say it's selfish. And she admitted it. She said, I hope I'm not being selfish. You are, my sister. You're being selfish because your birthday is on your day of birth. What we've done with social media and everyone is we've gone birthday week, birthday month. Birthday there's no such thing as a birthday month.
Birthday year.
There's no such thing as a birthday week.
You know, I think it's
your birthday on that day. We celebrate you on this day. The next day, it's somebody else's birthday, bruh.
You know what I think it started with? Holidays. Because, and I think it's also corporates. Because remember, holidays, used to be youth day.
Mm.
But then corporates are like, yo, we can't focus on youth day alone. Let's make
ageism.
It youth month.
Mm.
Then it's no more women's day. It's women's month.
Yeah.
But it can never be father's day and father's month. Never.
No. Never.
It's Sunday.
And yes, I blame us
every year.
I blame us as a country as well because we're the only country in the world, guys, where we celebrate December from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
No other country in the world celebrates December from the 1st to the 31st. They celebrate the last week. Christmas, New Year's, done.
So all I'm saying to the lady, she's selfish or she's not selfish?
She's selfish, but she's not wrong.
Yeah.
All we're saying, my sister, is enjoy your birthday. I understand that you have to share it with a lot of people. Unfortunately,
that's how
life is. Your parents decided they're only going to have sexual relations on Valentine's Day every year. So that's why you and your siblings are there in that month. But I think it's a blessing that all of you celebrate in that one space.
Mm.
Try do something. Celeste's family, by 10, I think, the kids. So Celeste's parents never did a birthday for everyone because it was not economical. So what they do is they have a big braai. There was like a festival.
I like that.
And it was basically, it's your birthday. It's everybody's birthday. Mm. We do one big gig. Everyone is happy.
Mm. Yeah, that's so nice because the way I grew up, like I grew up Jehovah's Witness.
No birthdays.
There was no birthdays for all the years. Mm. I actually only started... My first birthday was when I turned 30.
Jeez. When you turned?
30.
So 30.
Yes, 30, my fiance.
How old are you now?
I am 34.
So you are 4 years old?
I knew it was my birthday because my mother would come into my room and just be like, oh, look whose birthday it is. And then she would leave.
Wow. She's surprised now that it's your birthday.
No, she was just reminding me that I'm turning a year older.
If your mom comes in and says, oh, look, she's surprised. Like, hey.
But we weren't allowed to celebrate birthdays. In Jehovah's Witness, no birthdays, no Christmas, no New Year's. The only thing you can celebrate is anniversaries.
But in some countries
in Asia, you don't have a birthday. The day you are born, you're one.
Oh, okay.
So next year you'll be two. So they'll ask you, do you want normal years or these countries? I just think of the country, but it's in Asia.
Jackie Chan is not 63, he's actually 60.
Yeah, so the day you're born, you are 1 year. Because it makes sense. Think about it. If you're born
that's
today,
your first day here.
That's your first year here. So if you're born on, in December 31st, you'd be one. Yes. The next day, you'd be two.
Aye.
So everybody celebrates a birthday.
Let's move on to the next voice note.
Okay.
I'm not disputing what he's saying.
Fact check.
Which country?
China.
I know for a fact they do it in China.
Yeah.
No, we're not disagreeing with you.
South Korea. I just don't want to say a country in the
world. We're saying this is going to lead us into a rabbit hole. Like Skumba was saying, the thing about Enigma was going to lead us to a rabbit hole. Let's move on to our next. Get it off the chest. Well, the fact checks.
So far, it's a man in Pegila. I don't know if he's big. That's what she's bald. Yeah, but God just put me up for the comment. I'm going to say, oh, that's your chance. I'm going to say, cheek. Like, I'm going to say, cheek. You mean side nick?
Ow.
You said, nick, I don't want to know if you're going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so mean, I'm like, why?
This is for the brothers.
Alina, you guys have lived longer.
This is for the brothers.
Yeah. We said he's a side nigger and he's funding a relationship. What should he do?
Skumba, have you ever been a side nigger?
I don't know.
It's a bad answer. I don't know.
You wouldn't know.
Only if you know, that means you allow it to happen.
No, yeah. I don't know.
So this guy is a side nigga, and his chick has asked for help with rent money, mm-hmm. but she lives with the main nigga. So he's like, so now you're asking me to fund.
So as a side nigga, what is he doing here?
I think he thought his job as a side nigga is just to deliver.
The goods.
The pipeline, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so even he has to chip in, is right.
Yeah, he has to chip in. No.
He's not
eating
him.
There's no free meals.
You decide.
I'm paying for accommodation.
They are eating you. They are eating you, not the other way around. So if you are the side. About it, ne? If you are the side, ne? Obviously you know you're the side. She's loving with her main guy. Mm. She is eating you. You just confused because you're thinking that, no, I'm doing the things. No, she is literally using and manipulating you and telling you that she won't leave her main guy. But she'll never. And now she's like, pay rent for where that guy lives. No, there's no way in
Okay. How? Why is he wrong? Would you, I'll keep in mind. Because as a man, you should take care of yours.
Yes.
As a man.
But
this is not his.
It's not his.
Man,
he
is theirs.
My
advice to you out is, one, let the main nigga know that there's a side nigga.
Oh.
So that he knows which it, wherever La Palala corner, you paid the rent. I'm not paying for no one's rent. If I'm gonna pay for your rent, you must know who's paying it.
This roof
belongs to Rufus.
You must know this money because I want to message you and say, I'm coming over. Can you please leave?
Like, give me 2 days. I want to be under my roof. For a while.
Yo.
Just real quick, Tsitsi, I found it. It's called the Korean age system. Mm. So he's right about that thing. But every year, they only add on the 1st of that year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why when you're born in December.
Yeah.
You're born and you're 1 year old and then you go 2, 3.
Well done, Tsitsi. But Tsitsi watches documentaries, that's why. To our brother, if you love her, pay the rent. Let the brother know.
Yes, sir.
Be in a relationship, all the three of you together. Make it work for as long as you can.
What's it called? Polyamory, no?
Yeah.
Polyandry.
But bro, polyandry. As a side, your job as a side is to add value. Yeah. And if you're a side man, a man's value is provision. So he must provide.
You know what I just realized right now? Uti Abantu Banjan. He said a wrong English word. It was white. But it was right. When Uti participate
it was a big thing.
Mm. What did Chandra say?
Polyamory. But it's called polyandry.
But I asked, is it cool?
No, but it's the accent that took it away.
Yeah.
Because you know that poly... that polyamory.
Gamala Mulusanda, come from Northern Cape in Colesberg. I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest, but I'm just going to do one get off your chest.
We hope it's the main one.
Comedy. So growing up, I would watch a lot of, you know, comedy on TV, and it would mostly be Abo Trevor Noah and all the guys that would be on his one-man show. And so seeing Abo Pops on TV, it would literally be like on special days. Like, it would literally be, it's either a special day in a calendar or special event. So I didn't really see much of Pops, and I loved Pops. So every time I saw him on TV, I would literally be like, this is a must. I must not miss it. And that's the expectation I've always had for Pops. And fast forward, for Big Mac to bring Pops onto the network, for him to be on each and every episode of PNC every Wednesday, for me, it's just I feel like a child. I feel spoiled, because it's comedy non-stop. I don't have to wait for a specific day. I don't have to wait for a specific, you know, event for me to see him doing what he does best. It's more like God just and honestly, this get off your chest was about comedy, and everyone on board on PNC, guys, y'all are good. Yo, mad love for everyone, man.
Hey, oh, this guy sounds like he was on the edge of something.
Yeah,
I didn't think that's what he was going to get off his chest. I thought he was going
to
tell us.
Yahweh, shout out to you, man.
Thank you. That was a beautiful. Beautiful. Yo, I appreciate those words, my brother, nice, from Colesberg, ne? Colesberg.
Colesberg, yeah.
Colesberg.
Yeah. You know where that is?
Yeah, and you know when you get comments like that, we take them lightly. And then we just brush them off like, nice. But if you get hate mail, you want to take them personal.
Yeah.
Why don't you take this one personal?
I'm taking this one very personal.
It's like if you have 10 comments and two of them, like, Titi, you suck. But eight of them are like, Titi, you're great. When are you worried about the two?
That's you suck,
So take this one as much as if we had a voice note that said, yo, I think this podcast sucks, yabo.
I think I'm taller, Lord.
Let's find this one.
Yeah, let's find this one. Yo, man, I appreciate those words, man. Like, and Skumba's right. Like, you know, sometimes we don't know how to take a good comment or compliment, rather.
Mm.
You know, for someone to go, yo, man, I used to enjoy this establishment, this industry that is comedy. But when you entered the scene, it made me feel different. Like, I became childlike whenever I'd see you.
Yep.
The fact that I get to see you every Wednesday is a treat. Guys, that's why we do this. Uzwelo Skumba team, we do this. We are volunteers. We are passionate about what we do.
It's a passion project.
We do things that pay us, all of us, that sort us out, our bills and our careers and whatever. We do this because we love this.
You don't understand when someone takes their time, Pops, when someone takes their time and sit and watch you. We don't understand when someone is like my latest one mentioned is called the appointment.
Yes, yes, appointment with Kumba.
Because when people leave their homes and come to you to sit there for over 3 hours, it's something too. It's not a small thing.
Yeah.
It's not a small thing for someone to open Itachayabo and watch you talk nonsense for an hour.
Yeah.
And then they smile and then they go to bed feeling much better.
Mm.
It's not a small thing. Yeah. It's kaji too.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for someone to find love and appreciate what you are doing. So don't take it lightly. Never. Don't take it like enjoy it, Chilena. No.
Yeah. We appreciate you, my brother.
True. Yeah.
We're going to find you. What's the Colesberg is where?
Colesberg is in between Joburg and Cape Town.
Hey, Pela, send to Tolly Korea, right? So come on with Junkin to ride.
We do enjoy it. I read a lot.
We've got one more.
Hello. Hi, Pops. Hi, Titi. Hi, Farida. Hi, everybody else. Guys, I don't understand what's happening with me. Ne? Everything in my life is making sense. Everything is good. But the only thing that's not good is me. You understand? I should be happy, but I'm not. Like, I'm not. I'm not. I don't know what's really happening. Like, I'm just feeling. And I'm an overthinker. So everything that has happened in the past, it's like it's coming to haunt me, you understand? Like, I don't know where I am, guys. I guess one lawyer of where I am, but where I like, thank you, guys. And I love PNC with my heart and soul. And every Wednesday, I am there. I'm just living for PNC. That's the only thing that makes me happy, guys. Yo, other than that, yo, Aisha.
Shimi.
Yeah, this one, I understand it. Yo, Lena, I feel like this. It's like imposter syndrome. It's an imposter syndrome. Like, you know, when you're not used to doing bad, like, you know, when something bad happens to you, you're like, I'm not used to this. Even when good things happen to you, that's the weirdest thing. I was never used to doing well and never used to good things happening. So I've always questioned, why are these people good to me? Why is this situation? Why is nothing's bad or whatever? And it's such a weird, then you call yourself an overthinker. You blame everything on yourself, but it's just, when things are going well, we also don't know how to humble ourselves and say, okay, things are going well. We always try and question it and say, nah, something's going to go bad. Because we are so used to not doing
I also
well.
Think it's self-sabotage.
Yeah.
In a very big way, when you feel like you don't deserve, you sabotage everything that's right because you need a reason to feel like I don't deserve. And that in itself is a never-ending cycle. And you'll find yourself experiencing things that make people happy that don't fulfill you because you haven't granted yourself or forgiven yourself.
Mm.
If you don't give yourself those opportunities to face those things and say, yeah, that was a shitty decision. I'm sorry. Well, let's move on. You keep bringing yourself back into jail because this feels comfortable. And being out there and giving yourself more and being the light that you're meant to be feels uncomfortable because it's like, why?
It's like you cheated once.
No.
How what?
Yeah?
No.
But now when...
Oh, wow.
You're not allowed to do anything in the household because you cheated once.
This is officious.
I won.
I didn't even enjoy it.
Doesn't
even
great.
Oh, baby.
Oh. Some advice for you to how to get yourself out of imposter syndrome is literally like a little test that you do. You just every day you write down what you're grateful for. And
gratitude.
It's like trusting yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a weird thing as a comedian. You go out there and you trust your funny. You know what I'm saying? Like you put yourself out there, you write a joke, you're like, I find this funny. Let's see if they find it funny.
Mm.
So it's just like building the trust in you. It's not going to happen overnight. So small things, write down every day what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And see it building and your confidence will build like in yourself.
Yeah.
mean? Yeah, and always know that.
And you find yourself being an ex during a podcast.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yo, man. Yo, we gotta let Skumba go. He's got a real job, unlike the rest of us. Yeah, he's got a real job. So we have to release him because there are hundreds of thousands of people waiting to hear him live on air like they do every day on Kai FM 95.9, the home of Afropolitan. All right.
That's an old Kai. It's Kai 959 now.
Yes!
On the streets, on the air.
No, we're testing.
Yeah, we don't want to spend too much time with Skumba. Hey, you know the other people, hey, they're doing radio on a Saturday now.
What's
happening?
No.
For the latest on what's happening, why don't we find out from Thabiso Di Rupitsanoga on Real Kumoza.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
The Real Kumoza.
Dumelang bakhaitsu libiso laka ke Thabiso Di Rupitsanoga. Welcome to Real Kumoza. In this week's installment, celebrities dress up as each other for Halloween. Pell2C was dressed up as MT because that's the most love she has received in her entire career. She was seen sipping cough syrup and she even had an avocado. Which is sad because MT doesn't have a car though.
Take no pictures of my car, nigga. If you wanna call your uncles to come run up on me.
So Mizzy was dressed up as Shabashit, just so he can tell people to twagger. We see you, Somizi. We see you, Somkaka. Shebe went on to make a video asking Somizi to explain because one of his friends might know someone who knows Somizi's father and they used to hang out in the same places. Hey, let's find out who did they used to twerker together. In other Halloween costumes, the one and only Devon Coco was dressed as one of her father's Ngabis. You can see that she is here in a hitman outfit. She even has a tattoo from Molala to the back of her head. Mihlali was dressed as herself, a host of a cowboy show.
I once had a girlfriend allowance and Shame was cute.
That's cute.
Please give me 50k a month.
That's very cute.
I was happy.
In other news, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Eusebius Swinyak was seen swinging for the other team. There are clips of him behind the scenes doing his own makeup. It seems he's been lying about his complexion. It might be that Leslie is the only colored on this set. Some have even rumored that there's a brush cut under that chiscop, but he hides it with his makeup. The 30th Annual Summer Awards, the 2024 South African Music Awards, were a huge night for local music. Shout out to Mini Dlamini for holding it down.
Good evening and welcome, lovers of music, to the South African Music Awards 2024!
It seems there are some things she can hold down. Tyler took the spotlight with 4 big wins, including Best Pop Album and Newcomer of the Year. War a heck. You go, girl. We'll see you there by your concert.
Hello, South Africa. Sadly, I could not make the summers. I honestly tried so hard. I was even considering getting a blazer to private jet me over there, but I'm shooting a music video, so sadly, I could not make it. But I just want to say thank you guys so much. Thank you, South Africa, for all the support. Like, you guys literally ride for me. So thank you so much.
And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Kabzada Small and Mtunzi, followed with multiple awards. It seems those pandas are working overtime. While Ukacheni snagged Male Artist of the Year. Lwa Ndlunkulu, QDJ, and Pretty Ugly owned their genres with top Afropop, Gom, and Hip Hop awards. Gospel fans saw Omega and Koli win for their Faith albums, while icons such as Sipho Makabane and Ringo Madlingozi received Lifetime Achievement honors. Finally. And the Mugo of the Week goes to DJ Boo Pansi Capital, aka Humpty Dumpty. Humpty was seen on the stage. Humpty had a great fall because he couldn't see his legs past his stomach. It seems he cracked his stomach and now has a hernia. Barry, his ankles could not support his 30-70 weight distribution. Awa go staging in front of a sold-out crowd. The shock absorber tsa stage di fedile after that fall. We wish him well as he's recovering in Garden City. Ladies and gentlemen, we move on to the shows that bring you laughter and humor that tickle your bellies and make you laugh. It seems Shandre and Tsitsi are on their way to Qeberha, which is a 22-hour journey if you're driving a Renault Kwid. The Comedy Night Tour is happening on the 7th of November at the Nelson Mandela University. Tickets are 50 Rand. And on the 9th of November, they are at the Athenaeum Theatre. Tickets are available at gqcomedy.co.za. On the 8th of November, I've been strongly advised to let you know that Thabiso Mhlongo is having his Comedy Wishlist show at the Soweto Theatre. Tickets are available at sowetotheatre.com. And on the 30th of November, PNC is bringing their live show to the ICC in Cape Town. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. And then, of course, on the 7th of December after that, all roads lead to the one and only Emperor's Palace for Skumba Big Bang Klopper's appointment. And then we have a new show announcement, ladies and gentlemen. As of this Sunday, 10th of November, it seems the family is expanding from Bioscope Sundays to Artistry Sundays. Make sure you get your tickets to have a little something on Sunday with us at Artistry Comedy Nights. 22 Fredman Drive in Sandton is where it's at. Tickets are available online. Please follow all our social media pages. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have time for today. You have been watching Real Kamoza.
Yay!
Funny guy.
Yo, man. Banger, before we let you go, bro. Before we let you go.
Bro, let's give you one flowers.
Eh? Yo. Yes. Yeah, we let's have to give you your flowers, bro.
Flowers.
All of them. You are the fastest ticket-selling comedian in South Africa.
Facts.
I think you've sold the most live stand-up comedy tickets in South Africa.
Facts.
You've put on so many young comedians.
Yeah,
when you go to a Skumba Big Bang or Shopping Show, you expect that you're just going to see these big acts, right? And the thing is, we come to your shows because we're friends. You know what I mean? So if you see Celeste, it's because Celeste is your friend.
Sure.
It's not, I went to extreme lengths to get Celeste on. It's because Celeste was like, I'm giving you my time today. But what I love that I see at your shows, bro, even now, there was Lentwana Leasa for Slow Ras.
Yeah.
He destroyed at Superstar Casino, you know? So your stages have often given comedians that we've never known. I got introduced to Oscar Mutle through you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for constantly putting people on the game, and there's a saying that you've always said, and me, when we talk about it with Lola, we say the same thing. Use me as much as I use you. You've had that understanding of it. In comedy, we have to build each other.
Sure.
Right? And whenever you pick up the call and say, Banger, I need you, you are here. So for that, my guy,
nah, man.
I want to say thank you. And thank you for putting on the game. Yeah. And yeah, dog, thank you for being you, bro. Like, Jason Goliath always says, there's in any game, there's a rabbit that you must always chase in order for you to be great. Right? In order for you to be great, there must always be someone who's doing even better. That you go, you know what? I'm chasing that guy.
you have always been that guy, my dog.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I tried. Thank you very much. And if someone opened a door for me or offered me a stage, who am I to deny a young cat stage?
Mm.
And yeah, I'm just doing my part now. What they do with the platform that they get, I wabble. Some of them find themselves dancing on my podcast. Some of them are really doing great things out there. But yeah, so right now, yeah. Right now I'm on tour. I started my tour and appointment.
You started your appointment, one-man show,
yes.
Silver Star Casino this past weekend.
Yes.
Dope show. I loved the Friday one even more. There was this amazing guy in his pajamas on stage. But, I mean, he lives across the road.
Wow.
But, this coming, no, in December, beginning
December,
of December.
Yes. December, Emperor's Palace.
Yes.
Center Court, 7 December, I heard. So it's 7 December, Emperor's Palace, Center Court. And then I'm going to take you to Cape Town next year. I see that you're taking them to Cape Town. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shem. But you work,
Well, that is how I song.
When I'm post up in Zanz, I don't care. It's pops and the extras. Nice. I'm going there alone. You know? Yeah. I'm going to fly in there. Yeah. Have you ever been to Cape Town?
Yeah. He's going to be on the comedy wish list. On the 8th of November.
Oh, the show that Lewis List ends over. What a horrible mix.
Yeah, but it's people.
What's that? On the 8th of November, so the theater, Utabiso is doing a wish list comedy. The only funny comedy that is there, Upops, the rest is poetry in motion.
Oh my God.
These
so
are coming
come through. And watch Amatita and see if you can laugh. I'm coming.
who
would have been on your wish list?
Two dogs.
No, but that would be him.
On my wish list.
This is audience members.
After we saw the wish list,
yeah.
I'm saying, what would be your wish list in terms of that lineup?
Who show you Amorega Tabis? Or on my show?
No, his
show.
Yeah.
Pops. Maybe Ringo. Come on. You said it's Ringo.
They asked what was yours and you gave them. So
Frida,
it's
you on that lineup, you're gonna say nothing.
There's nothing I can do to change his mind. That is his corner. He must sit there. You better pause it.
We are part of the wish list.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Hey, auntie doing what?
You keep on my class, though. Yes.
I saw this day coming.
I'm coming. But shout out to you, Tabi. So yeah, so 7th December out at Emperor's Palace. Tickets at tickets at web tickets or a Pick and Pay. It's gonna be a night and a half of fun and laughter. And yeah, thank you to everyone that came to Silver Star. Pops was there on Friday.
Yeah.
And then Celeste was there on Saturday. Ndumisolindi is hosting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just fine.
I was at home. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know. We were washing your dog when I...
I have a situation there.
What situation? You cheated once.
Wow.
No, baby. But thank you for this, man. Thank you for this. Thank you for having me. You guys are a bunch of fun cats and having fun doing this. I'll come back anytime.
So much,
just chill and talk nonsense.
We appreciate you. We appreciate your art. We actually want to do some sketches with you when you have time, banger. Talking about art, there's a legend in the mix here today, ladies and gentlemen. There's a brother who tagged me and my wife on Instagram.
Aww.
And we fell in love with his work. He goes by the name of Kevin Ushaye Ikatiaga Satani, as Enigma would say. Ngena, my brother.
Kalayi.
Shandre, you borrow a
Zile Weezy.
It looks like Zile. How does it look like Zile, bro?
So, I'm going to say,
acrylic paint.
Man, kulma gahle no skumba. Yini acrylic?
Acrylic is like acronomy.
So this is acrylic painting.
Yeah, this is an acrylic painting.
This is beautiful, bro. Mm. This is a portrait of me, my wife, and my daughter. This
How
is
long
amazing.
Did that take you?
I don't even remember. I really don't. Because
we went the whole night. I would tell him, study high.
What about Ben?
Lengwan.
Are you the side nigga?
Because
I need help with the bond. Is this your contribution?
That's dope.
This is
like,
the house
look nice. So if people want to get hold of you and they want something, because I want something like this now.
I'm on Instagram as gavin.sbc_.
Yeah, Sbc?
Yes, Bs.
Oh. How do you spell that, Gavin?
Like Gavin Scott.
Without the ment.
Government.
Government without the ment.
Govern without the ment.
Oh, like your government. Parents had high hopes you were gonna work in government. We are
no,
man.
How much is this? Ramen, you want to DM me? You know those people that sell things. How much is this? No, you can DM me. How much is this thing?
This goes for 1,800.
1,800.
Yes. That's dope.
Okay, this is beautiful.
Not bad.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Budget
calculating.
1,800.
I'm a show
at
12.
12
shows.
I want one. I want one. But I know what I want one for. Not for me.
But this is nice, though.
But
this is
the thing I need you to
We need one for the network.
Yes.
For
PNC.
For PNC. Get the faces there.
Yeah.
And do.
You know, PNC. You charge more. You charge more the more faces.
Okay.
No, it depends on size.
Oh, no, no,
yeah,
not faces.
I think we're gonna charge extra.
We're gonna need an extra.
There you're gonna have to use wax, but the rest can be acrylic.
You can put it in the corner.
If you do one for this podcast, it just must be said,
Is this podcast part of MacGyver?
Yes.
Oh,
in the network. Yeah.
Oh, so is the one that's gonna organize the end function? Oh, no. Nah.
The whole holiday is going to be like this weekend. Yo.
Yeah.
This past weekend
is hot, bro. Yo, but yo, my brother, where can people catch you?
Instagram, it's gavin.bc_.
Gavin.bc_. Beautiful artworks, 1.8. Nice, but yeah, if you want a discount, DM him. But please, guys, let's not discount artwork. Pay the man he's worth. He's incredible.
Yeah.
This is going up in my house. We're getting one for the studio. Titi's getting one for a beautiful moment that he's going to share with us next week. And Banger is going to get one of himself in a robe. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it from us. Please, can we give our guest today Big Banger Rufus Chopper? A big round of applause.
Rufus!
Yo, DJ needs Kumba to get to his show quickly. So, Nje Nge Pitch Black Afro from Sun City, we are out.